Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday evening to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from overcast Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of this evening's Florida State League baseball game between the St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tonight, game two of a six-game series, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. Rain has moved into and out of the area. Tarp is off the field. Field is lined. Team's out warming up. We should be good to go for an on-time start tonight. Hopefully, nine uninterrupted innings. Very important series for each team. Jupiter trying to stave off elimination. Mets trying to win the Florida State League East Division in the first half. Off to a good start. The Mets won the opener last night 9-6, took an early 7-0 lead in the second inning. And then as Jupiter charged back, the Mets relief corps did a great job. McLaughlin, Daniel Suarez, and Jeffrey Colon finished the game out, allowing just one run between them in 6 1/3 innings. And for the Mets, that was win 7 in a row. And tonight they will try to get to 8 in a row, which would match their season high. Now, very impressive for the Mets that in 51 games this season, already three separate winning streaks of at least 7 games. Mets enter the ballgame with a 35-16 record, now with season-best 8.5 games up on Jupiter with 14 to play in the first half. Palm Beach is eliminated at 20-29. Daytona is also out of it at 20-31. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers is 34-17, one game behind the Mets for best overall record, but they lead the West by 7 over Clearwater, so the Mighty Muscles honing in on a West Division title. Lakeland is in third place, 9.5 out. Bradenton and Dunedin tied for fourth at 23-29. Tampa, the Mets' next opponent, 22-29. Other games around the Florida State League tonight, Palm Beach and Tampa playing a doubleheader after a rainout yesterday at Tampa. Still in game one. Game is 2 hours and 22 minutes old. Tampa leads 13-3 in the top of the seventh. So the Tarpons about to finish out that game. They'll have game two coming up later tonight. The 6:30 starts are Lakeland at Dunedin and Clearwater at Bradenton. And the late game is Fort Myers at Daytona at 7:05. And once again, our first pitch is set for 6:30. We will take a short break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, the starting pitching matchup in the lineup for tonight's game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Let's get to today's starting pitching matchup for the Mets. The right-hander from West Palm Beach, third-round pick last year out of Dallas Baptist, Dominic Hamill gets the start and will be his 10th start of the season. Dom is 3-1 with the 4.26 ERA, coming off of a good game last Wednesday against Daytona. Did not have his best stuff early in the game. Actually, the bullpen was warming up with him pitching in the first inning, exactly. It ended up going six innings, allowing just one run, four hits, four walks, and eight strikeouts, the second most in a game for Dom this season, and he got the win. So pretty good sign there that Hamill didn't have his best stuff out of the gate but found himself and got the victory and should be fresh after being off for a full week. Hamill on the mound for the Mets. Starter for the Hammerheads is lefty Luis Palacios. Palacios, 21 years old, will turn 22 on July 1st. Signed by the Marlins to a free agent deal as an international free agent back in the 2016 signing period out of Cagua, Venezuela. This season, Palacios has pitched in eight games with seven starts for Jupiter. He is 3-3 with a 4.31 ERA. His last outing was on May 31st, six innings, six hits, two runs, in a loss against Palm Beach here at the Dean. So Palacios versus Hamill, your starting pitching matchup. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets, the OPS lineup. Junior Tillian will lead off and play short. Carlos Dominguez bats second and is in left field. Omar De Los Santos hits third. He's in right. Raul Berciarte bats cleanup. The big man will play first base. Justin Guerrero hits fifth. He's at second. William Lugo, the third baseman, hits sixth. Stanley Consueger bats seventh. He's in center. Jose Rivera will catch in the eighth. Jack Thomas Wold is the DH, batting ninth. For the Hammerheads, Khalil Watson, their first-round pick last year, did not play yesterday, but in the lineup, leading off and playing short tonight. Jose Salas bats second. He plays third. Ian Lewis will bat third and play second. Brady Allen is in right field hitting cleanup. Osiris Johnson catches, or is in center field hitting fifth. Christian Rodriguez, the DH, hitting sixth. Zach Zubia will play first, hit seventh. Sam Prater, the catcher, hitting eighth. Jorge Caballero, who homered yesterday, is in left field, batting ninth. The Hammerheads have taken the field, which means the national anthem is upon us, and the St. Lucie Mets pregame show is in the books. When we come back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we will have first pitch in game two of this six-game series between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
Hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainy ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in, he's safe, and the Mets win. Urania, the walk-off RBI single, and they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball, deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run!
It's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads. Game two of a six-game series. Game eight so far this season between these two teams. Jupiter leads the season series 4-3 with all seven games here at the Dean. The Mets won losing series this year, the third series of the year back in April here against the Hammerheads. Luis Palacios was a part of that. He got a win over the Mets on April 19th. Six innings, four hits, one run, no walks, and seven strikeouts for the 21-year-old lefty. Throw down to second complete by the catcher Sam Prater. And up comes Junior Tillian. Different looking lineup for the Mets tonight. They go with the OPS lineup. So leaders in OPS on the team, 1 through 9, although this lineup does not feature Alex Ramirez for a third straight game. First pitch is on the way from Palacios. It's outside for ball one, and we're underway. Like a changeup. Tillian goes halfway on the second pitch. Can't hold up. It's 1-1. Good to have fans in the stands tonight as Tillian takes this pitch up high. And we were closed to the public here yesterday, but some folks have made it to the ball game tonight despite the rain earlier in the day around 4:30, 5 o'clock. A swing and a miss on a high fastball. It's 2-2. There's a slider for a called third strike. And Tillian caught looking to start the day. One away and up comes Carlos Dominguez. And Tillian yesterday had a big game, 2 for 4, plus a walk. He drove in 4 runs, had a bases-clearing double in the second inning. But a strikeout tonight. Now here is Dominguez. And takes the ball high. Well, he had himself an interesting night last night. Went 1 for 4, drove in a run, took a walk as he grounds one to the third baseman. Awkward looking scoop by Salas. The throw is on point, and Dominguez is out. 2 up, 2 down for Palacios in the top of the first. And I was saying Dominguez late in the game yesterday hit a fly ball to left field. He stood at the plate, admired it, thought he hit a home run. Caught at the back of the track, he did not even make it halfway to first after admiring what was a flyout. He was out of the game after that at bat, back in there today. Here is Omar De Los Santos, a wild game yesterday as well. Homered on the first pitch of the game. Drove in a run on the ground out his next at bat, but after that, 3 strikeouts and a flyout. Here he flies one into center field, Osiris Johnson running in. And Johnson says he's got it, and he does for out number 3. So a breezy start for Luis Palacios, retires the Mets 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Dominic Hamill making his 10th start of the season on the other side of the break.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July when the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
We start at the bottom of the first. The Mets are in their alternate jersey tops today. The orange, Florida Mr. Met in the left chest. Blue numbers on the front and back. Gray pants. Hammerheads sticking with their traditional white jersey tops. Hammerheads in black across the front. Black numbers on the back, all trimmed in orange. pause before we start this inning. Hamill standing around the back of the rubber, patting the rosin bag. Not sure what we are waiting for. Home plate umpire Nelson Fraley is going to go talk to the manager, Angel Espada, for Jupiter, who's the third base coach as well. Robbie Robinson is going to go and talk to the base umpire, Garrett Griffin. Not sure what this is about, but Khalil Watson standing behind home plate with his bat ready to hit. Dom Hamill walking around the back of the mound. Looks like he wants to pitch. Robbie still talking to the umpires, has his hands up in the air. And the umpire does too. Like, what is the deal? I do not see Stanley Consuegra out there. Stanley, the center fielder, is standing off the side of the dugout. Well, the Mets can't play this game with two outfielders. Brady Smith, the Mets catcher today, one of the backup catcher, is running all the way down the left field line towards the Mets clubhouse. Did somebody forget a glove? Well, Stanley's back out in center field now, and we are ready to play. So maybe an equipment issue. That was awkward. And we're going now as Dom Hamill throws the first pitch, and it's fouled back for strike one. Hamill, this is his 10th start of the season and his fourth start at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. So very, as he throws this one up and out. I'm very familiar with this setting. A 1-1 slider is fouled away. Well, not a whole lot of success for Dom here, though. His first start here is his second start of the season. It's against these Hammerheads. 4 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, a couple earned. He walked 3, took a loss. As this ball is grounded to the shortstop, Tillian comes up with it, rifles to first, and has the out. Will Watson retired. And that was the series opener. And then Hamill served as the opener for the series finale on a Sunday afternoon. Pitched a scoreless first inning, stranding a runner at third base. Eventually, it was a 2-1 Jupiter win. Big curveball dropped in for a strike to Jose Salas. And then Hamill pitched again here on May 7th against the Cardinals, giving up 4 hits and 4 runs and 4 walks and 4 1/3 innings. Here's a liner into deep left center. It's down and rolling. Consuegra will go backhand it in the gap. The throw to second base is a tad late. A stand-up double for Jose Salas. Lots of space in the outfield here at Roger Dean Stadium. And with the wet grass, ball didn't quite make it to the warning track. Swager cuts it off but can't prevent a double. So one out base runner as Ian Lewis stands in. Lewis yesterday went 1 for 5, an RBI double and a run, a couple of strikeouts. A lot of lefties for Hamill to deal with tonight. Here's a pitch low. Watson's a lefty. Salas and Lewis are switch hitters, so they'll bat left-handed. A few batters away, the lefty, Christian Rodriguez. No score, one on, one out in the bottom of the first. Hamill's pitch is floated foul. That one back to the stands. Ball and a strike. Hamill a look back to second. Pitch home, swung on a miss, a good change. And it's 1-2. Hamill this season, 3-1 with a 4.26 ERA, 38 innings, 22 walks, 43 strikeouts. There's a ground ball out to second, right to the chest of Guerrero. Wide throw to first, gets away from Bear Sierta, and here comes Salas to score. 1-0 Jupiter on the throwaway. And Guerrero, just the sidearm throw offline. Bear Sierta lunging for it. Ticks off his glove over towards the Mets dugout. Sloppy play on the right side of the infield. And Salas running on contact, just kept coming home. No RBI for Lewis. E4 all the way. Lewis also went up to second. A tough start for the Mets defense, which did not have an error yesterday. There's a pitch low to Brady Allen. So instead of two outs and a runner on first, third, scoreless, it's 1-0, a runner on second and one out. There's a ball fouled away. Justin Guerrero is a pretty good fielder, but there are times when some throws will get away from him. That low arm slot. There's a ground ball backhanded by Tillian in the hole. Low throw scooped by Bear Sierta on the short bounce. Raul got that one. So this middle infield being tested as Brady Allen's retired. Lewis made his way to third base. Two down. That is a different look, at least for the Mets defensively, with Tillian at short. He's more suited for second, but here at this level of the minor leagues, they move guys around a lot, get them looks at different positions. Here's a pitch inside, nearly hits Osiris Johnson. Almost clips the jersey and gets out of the way for ball one. Swing and a miss on a slider. Good pitch. Ball and a strike. Line drive caught off the shoe tops by Lugo at third base. Nice play by Lugo. Saves a run. Inning is over. One run, one hit, one error, one man stranded, one inning complete. It's 1-0 Jupiter.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Raul Bear Sierta leads off the second inning for the Mets against Luis Palacios, 1-0 Jupiter. A note to pass along, as this pitch is a called strike, that error in the last inning was called on Bear Sierta as a missed catch. returns the ball outside. I will say, I think the booth I'm in has a better angle than the booth the official score is in, because I thought that was an E4 on the throw. Here's a tapper over the mound. Wide throw by the shortstop, Watson. Pulls Zubia off the base, and Bear Sierta hustling all the way, maybe forcing the errant throw, is safe. And this will likely be an E6. Nope, it's a hit. Well, Mets will take that. So here's Guerrera. Yeah, I thought, you know, Guerrera's throw, it was so hard, and it wasn't totally offline as this pitch is swung and missed, but when you're throwing from the spot he was to first, Raul really had to lunge for that while trying to keep his foot on the base. I thought that was E4. It was a ball fouled straight back. Either way, it was an error and it led to a run, but the Mets have all sorts of time, 8 innings worth, to erase it. The way the offense has been going on this 7-game winning streak, figure they'll have a shot to answer. Guerrera takes one outside. Mets in this 7-game winning streak have games of 11 runs, 10 runs, 10 runs, and 9 runs. Here's a ground ball. The short could be two. Salas slips to Lewis. Lewis struggles to get rid of it and can't make the throw in time. Guerrera beats the throw. Fielder's choice 6-4. Bear Sierta out on the bases. Let me correct that. In the 7-game winning streak, Mets have games of 11 runs scored, 10 runs scored. Last night, 9. A 7-run game and 2 5-run games. One of those being a 7-inning game. Here's Lugo foul tipping a pitch for strike one. So the offense has been hot in this recent stretch, really starting with that Sunday in Dunedin with the 11 runs and the 6 homers. There's a throw over to first. Yesterday in the second inning, the Mets put up a 6 spot, sent 10 to the plate. And a pitch outside. Ball into strike on Lugo. Lugo yesterday, a hit, a walk, 2 runs scored, 1 driven in. Takes the fastball up. 2-1. Jupiter leads 1-0. 1 on, 1 out. Top 2. There's the ball fouled back. That one off the roof. Roof's not that far from the playing surface. A swing and a miss on a high fastball. Lugo down on strikes. Second strikeout for Luis Palacios. 2 outs in the inning. And Stanley Consuegra will bat. Stanley yesterday, he only met with 3 hits, 2 singles, a double, scored a run. Takes this pitch off the plate. 4-1. Swagger hitting 249. He's hit 3 home runs. He's driven in on just 14. Late on this fastball. Swings through it for strike one. Guerrera's on first. He hasn't shown any signs of taking off. He does have that sliding mitt on. Swing and a miss again. Fastball off the plate. Ball and 2 strikes. Guerrera in a rundown. Palacios throws to first. Zubi has it. Will throw ahead to Watson. Watson gets the tag. And the inning is over. So it looked like Guerrera was angling to go, got too far off, and Palacios gets him in the rundown. And that will end the top of the second. That's come up empty. 1-0 Jupiter. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following @St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Christian Rodriguez leads off. Bottom of the second, Hamill spikes one for ball one. Rodriguez yesterday, 2-for-3, plus a walk, so made it on base 3 out of 4 times. Takes another pitch low, 2 balls and no strikes. We do have the automated ball strike system, ABS, calling the pitches tonight. Robo-wump, if you will. Swing and a miss. We had it last night as well. Starting tomorrow, through the remainder of the series, we'll have the challenge system. The umpire calling his own balls and strikes, and then the two teams being able to challenge up to 3 times, even more so if they challenge successfully. There's a pitch low. 3 balls and a strike. Fastball, strike on the corner. Rodriguez one hand down to take off his shin guard to strap it back on. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, fouled away. Another roof ball. That's a roof ball that might roll down back into the stands. Doesn't excite the Silver Sluggers as much as it does the kids as this ball is fouled away. It is Silver Sluggers night here at the Dean. Yeah, I don't see many kids at all. See a lot of white hair down there. Three, two pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3, sit down Christian Rodriguez. Dom Hamill picks up his first K tonight. Fading changeup. You know why I like Silver Sluggers night here at the Dean? Every Wednesday they have a home game here. They watch the game. I even see some people down there keeping score. They're not on their phones. And sometimes they get a little ornery if the home team doesn't play well. Don't let them hear it. They certainly enjoy the air and a run against the Mets in the first inning. First pitch, the next batter, Zubia, is a ball, then a swinging strike. This pitch inside. strike at the knees. And you can see the, you can hear them down below. They're not happy. Do they know the Robo-Ump's calling that? Oh, they don't. They think that's the umpire. I'm sure Nelson Fraley gets a good chuckle. There's a pitch low. Well, that was certainly the case last year when fans really didn't know that the Robo-Ump was working the game. And there'd be razor-thin, razor-tight calls. As we have the time, as Dom Hamill's going to get a new baseball here. And there'd be nothing got the fans more riled up last year than when it's like a 9-2 game in the eighth inning. And it's a borderline pitch, and it's called the ball because that's what the robo-umpire said. Fans are very upset as this pitch is low for ball four. And a one-out walk for Zubia. Bring up Sam Prater. One on, one out for Prater. One for four yesterday, drove in a run, had a single. His fourth game. Hamill throws a curveball outside. A lot of pitches in the dirt so far for Hamill. He does live low in the zone, a lot of times too low. And because of that, every time a ball touches the dirt, umpire's got to get a new baseball out, which means bat boy's got to be ready. More baseballs. And we're going through a lot right now. The pitch low. It's 2-0. Well, Hamill, he's not exactly a prolific strike thrower. A lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts. Right now he's at 13 balls, 19 strikes. His fastball runs inside. It's 3-0. But right from the start of the season, he's never been one that just fills up the strike zone. And 3-0. That one makes its way over the inside corner. Jupiter leads 1-0, batting in the home second. The runner on first and one out. Fastball grounded towards Tillian. Tillian will scoop, shuffle off to Guerrera. Guerrera's quick throw to first, in time for a double play. Double plays have dried up recently for the Mets, but that was well turned. 6-4-3. It's Mets' 47th double play turn of the year. Good job by Hamill. That was a 3-0 count, and he battled back from. We'll go to the third inning. Jupiter with the early 1-0 lead on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo, the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Mets to bat in the third inning include Consuegra, Rivera, and Wold. This is the bottom three in the order. Remember, Guerrera was picked off caught stealing to end the second, with Swigger at the plate, so Stanley gets a redo. Hammerhead's up 1-0 as Swigger foul tips a pitch. Jose Salas scoring from second on a missed catch at first base. Swigger flies one high into center field. Cyrus Johnson moving to his left makes the catch for the first out of the third. Palacios started for Jupiter, has done a nice job to this point. Now with just Bercierta's infield hit. Now Jose Rivera. The only Met starter yesterday who did not get a hit. 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts, but he did walk twice. Came to the plate 6 times. That's what happens when you bat second and the team scores 12 runs. Or 12 hits and 9 runs. A weak tapper out to short. Plenty of time for Salas. Good throw. Rivera retired. 2 up, 2 down. For Jupiter and Palacios. Now, a 9-hitter Wold. The dreaded lefty-lefty matchup. Palacios throws one outside. Well, the Mets a little thin position player-wise today. They did make one roster move. They sent up Matt Rudick as Wold grounds one to Zuby at first. That retires the side. More on Rudick and the other Mets machinations today. And we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network for the home third. 1-0 Hammerheads.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Hammerheads batting in the bottom of the third, up 1-0. 9-1-2 will bat against Dominic Hamill. Starting with Jorge Caballero. Homered in the fourth inning for Jupiter last night. That made it an 8-6 Mets lead. Little did we all know that would be the last run for the Hammerheads. Shut down job by the bullpen as Caballero takes a curveball low for a ball. And the 1-0. Strike at the knees. Well, back to the Mets roster move today. Just one. They sent Matt Rudick to AAA Syracuse. No corresponding moves. And the Mets are one man short from a position player standpoint. Ground ball through the hole up at second. Diving try by Tillian. But it's by him, and Caballero has a leadoff single. Well, last night, if you watched the Mets game, it was a tough watch. Forget the game. Losing 7-0 to the Padres, but early in that game, Starling Marte leaves with a thigh injury, a quad injury. Pete Alonso hit the hand wrist. He leaves the game. There's a ball up high. No, Mets have released a lineup today. Alonso, who's played in 151 straight games, not in the lineup. That streak is over. Marte not in the lineup. No roster moves made yet by New York, but we do know that they've at least called on Khalil Lee to fly from AAA Syracuse to San Diego to meet the team. And because Syracuse is now a man short, that's why Matt Rudick went from St. Lucie up to Syracuse. So things happening at the major league level affecting all the way down here to Port St. Lucie. Here's a fly deep into left. It will be tracked down by Dominguez. Long fly out off the bat of Khalil Watson. For the first out of the third. And Caballero will stay at first. Up comes Jose Salas, who doubled and scored the game's only run in the first. So looking through this Mets, St. Lucie Mets position players. There's only a few available. Here's a pickoff throw. Runner safe. We got Brady Smith, one of the three catchers on the roster. You know, he's going to serve as the bullpen catcher tonight. Hopefully not at the end of the game for any injury scenario as Rivera catches and Bercierta plays first. A swing and a miss. Four strike. The only other two left would be Albert Suarez. Just off the development list yesterday. Doesn't play a whole lot. Maybe once a week, if that, as this pitch is a strike on the inside. And then you have the case of Alex Ramirez. That's number four overall prospect. He's really the top player in the league for the first month and a half, 2 months of the season. Out for a third straight game. Not injury-related, as Guerrero goes to second on this ground ball. No return throw from Tillian. Salas hits into fielder's choice. 4-6 as Guerrero gets the lead runner. And Caballero out. Well, Ramirez, no question, has struggled recently at the plate. And just to be back in the game, back in the lineup, he's got to do things the right way. Got to play hard. Has to do the pregame work, put in the effort. As this pitch is foul tipped for a strike. Once he starts taking care of business again and playing the right way and carrying himself the right way, then he'll play. And we've seen this already with the Mets organization. They demoted Khalil Lee all the way from AAA here to single-A St. Lucie because things were not going right with the way he was playing the game. Pop-up foul into the stands. That one misses a bunch of silver sluggers. So, yeah, the organization not basically giving free passes. Jose Rivera, he might have gotten nicked on the backswing by Ian Lewis on that pop-up. Kyoshi Tada, the trainer, Robbie Robinson, the manager, out to speak to him. He's okay. Back to the dugout they go. So we'll see when Alex Ramirez gets back in there. Very talented player who's been in a slump lately. Mets could use the good Alex Ramirez. As this pitch is lined into left field, on comes Dominguez, makes the catch. That retires Ian Lewis. A couple of well-hit balls in the inning, but no runs. Hamill pitches around the leadoff single. Strands a runner at first. We've cruised the first three innings tonight. Just under 40 minutes. It's 1-0 Jupiter.
Making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
From every game, plus breakdowns from TV
kids want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Luis Palacios faced the minimum through the first three innings. Back to the top he goes to face Tillian, and Junior takes a called strike. Jupiter leads this game 1-0 as we start the fourth. Ground ball, base hit up the middle for Tillian. That's second hit of the night. And the leadoff man on for the second time. Tillian now 1-for-2. Brings up Carlos Dominguez. Dominguez, this is the site of his three consecutive at-bats with home runs. Different month, different opponent, but still the same yard as he takes a pitch up. It's against Palm Beach back in early May. Well, the update is out on Pete Alonso, and it appears to be positive news for the Mets. Pete speaking to the media moments ago as this pitch is swung on a miss by Dominguez. Says there's no break and no fracture in his hand. It's just swollen. For now, it's day-to-day. Pete's saying he's kind of surprised with how good it feels today, and we'll know in a couple of days if it will result in an injured list stint. No break, no fracture. Maybe just some rest for Pete Alonso. No word yet on Starling Marte. Swing and a miss on a slider. And it's 1-2 on Dominguez. Swings and misses at a fastball and strikes out. Third strikeout for Palacios, one gone in the top of the fourth. Omar De Los Santos, that's next. My Eyes by Mr. Phil. Phil Regan, the Vulture, legendary coach, Winter League manager. As this ball is fouled away. Phil, a couple years ago, the interim New York Mets pitching coach, darn near helped that staff to the playoffs midway through the 2019 season. Phil, seven straight seasons from 09 to 15 as the St. Lucie Mets pitching coach. He roves around now, keeping an eye on the pitching staffs. He's watching St. Lucie tonight from the stands. Got to get Phil back on the golf course. There's a ground ball too short. Salas goes to second. Lewis, the quick throw to first, throws it away. De Los Santos is going to take the turn, go to second. Ball in the Mets bullpen. De Los Santos is going to third. He might be waved home. And now I think they're going to send him back, as that's a dead ball in the bullpen. So, an ill-turned double play try. Throw from Lewis. Wild. To first. They did get the second out. Correction, they're not sending De Los Santos to third. They're keeping him there. They were pointing to third base because the ball was thrown away into the Mets bullpen. That's too bad. If that ball kicks out of the Mets bullpen, he could have scored. Would have had a little league type inside the park home run. Bear Sierta up. Needs a hit to tie the game. And a strike. So it's a fielder's choice, 6-4 for De Los Santos, and then he advances two bases on the E4. And there's a poke foul, and it's quickly 0-2 on Bear Sierta, who has one of the two Mets hits tonight. Yeah, probably not a good idea with De Los Santos running down the first baseline to try to turn a double play on him and throw it away, as Bear Sierta fouls one off himself. And even with the routine ground ball, it's going to be tough to double up Omar with his speed. But to rush a throw, unwise for Lewis's part. Now he's hoping that Palacios can pick him up. Foul ball straight back to the screen. A lot of foul ground here in Jupiter, so once that ball bounced away from the first baseman, Zubia, went all the way down towards the Mets bullpen. Just free running for De Los Santos. Here's a tapper out front of the plate, picked up by Palacios. The lob to first, just in time to get Bercierta. De Los Santos crosses the plate, but that won't count. Almost an infield hit. Instead, out on a comebacker. Inning over. No runs to the Mets. One hit, one error, one man stranded at third base. After 3.5 innings, the Hammerheads lead the Mets 1-0.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Dominic Hamill pitching his fourth inning. He's done well. 3 innings, 2 hits, a run. It was an earned run when you replay the inning. Despite the error, run would have scored back in the first. Double in a couple of ground balls. There's a big curve to Brady Allen. For a strike. And a pitch comes up high, and that clipped him. That might have grazed the brim of his helmet. Backed out of the way, but not fast enough. Down to first he goes on a hit by pitch.
072. Center fielder number 4, Osiris Johnson.
Now Osiris Johnson bats. Either the first or second batter of the inning has been on against Hamill in all 4 innings now. Here's a great block by Rivera on a curveball in the other batter's box. Jose saves a wild pitch. By this time yesterday, the game was 8-5. Here it's 1-0. Each team with only 2 hits, and this looks more like one of the games we had the first series between these two teams here. Another pitch in the dirt blocked by Rivera. Throw down to second base is going to be offline. Now they blocked it, but too far away up the first base side. Can't save them all. A wild pitch. Allen with a good choice to run. Slides into second safely. So he's in scoring position with nobody out. And time called by Rivera. That is step off number 1 technically. Fastball inside for ball 4. So the Wild pitch didn't matter in the grand scheme. It's a walk. So hit batter and a walk. Christian Rodriguez will come to the plate. Struck out in the second. So Hamill in a bit of trouble here. Trailing 1-0 with his offense not doing much, as giving up a couple of free base runners. Gets a swing and a miss on Rodriguez, the DH. Pitch down low for ball one. Rodriguez has had a good season series against the Mets. He's hitting 350 against St. Lucie. You count last night's 2-for-3 effort. He takes this pitch outside. 7-for-20. All seven hits, singles. One pitch, a low strike. Evens it up 2-2. Hamill, a quick look back to Allen at second. 2-2 home. It's fouled off. That one nearly took out Zuby in the on deck circle. Set for another 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. He strikes out Rodriguez for the second time. Needed that one. Big first out. We'll bring up Zubia.
The first baseman, number 25, Zach Zubia.
Keeps the Mets' hopes alive for an inning-ending double play. Zubia. Just 3-for-17 against the Mets this year. Drew a walk in the second. And Hamill stumbles as he tries to throw, and that is a balk. And he caught a spike as he went into his delivery. Tripped, didn't fall down, but stumbled around, never threw the ball. And that's not an easy a balk as you could ever see. So there go the hopes of an inning-ending double play. As Allen is awarded third and Johnson second. There's a pitch that's fouled away. The dirt out there on the mound behind the plate, at the plate. Field, it does look quite damp. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. The field was tarped when it rained here. This ball's grounded. Left side through for a base hit. Allen will score. Johnson's being waved home. Here comes Dominguez's throw. On the money, the tag, safe. Rivera got the tag on the back of the legs of Johnson, but he slid in head first safely. A two-run single for Zubia and a 3-0 lead for the Hammerheads. And Dominguez, a really good throw, a big windup. Maybe if he gets rid of it a hair sooner. And a beautiful one-hop throw to the plate. So the walk and the hit batter and the balk all come back and sting Hamill. Those things usually do. There's a pitch to Prater for a ball. Prater hit into a double play last time up. Takes the ball high. 2-0. Nothing doing in the Mets bullpen yet, Hamill. 63 pitches. Throws this one inside, hits Prater high in the shoulder. Second hit batter of the inning. Zuby up to second.
072.
Well, five batters in the inning. Two have been plunked. One has been walked. One with the rocket single. This inning's gone sideways on Hamill as he faces Caballero, who's got a hit against him. And not surprised here, but Victor Ramos, Mets pitching coach, will head to the mound while somebody starts to stand up in the bullpen. Looks like Josh Cornelli. Well, while Victor takes this mound visit, let's take a look at what's ahead. Tomorrow, the schedule says 6 o'clock, but I've been informed that tomorrow's game is 6:30. Friday, camp day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, water park day, noon start. Saturday, 6 o'clock start. Sunday, another noon getaway game. And that's what's coming up the rest of the week. Next week, we're home to face the Tampa Tarpons, Tuesday through Sunday. A rematch of a series a few weeks ago. Mets and Tarpons split at Steinbrenner Field. Mound visit over. Caballero at the dish. Curveball missed away. So maybe Victor suggesting, hey, I haven't thrown the curve much today. Let's try that since the fastball has seemed to get gotten away this inning. This fastball rides up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Hamill's pitch. That one's at the knees. We're called strike 2-1. Coming set, time called by Rivera. He might have saved his pitcher an automatic ball there. Hamill is coming set with about 3 seconds left on that pitch clock. Breaking ball too far inside. 3-1. Cornelli already pitching from the rubber in the bullpen. Shouldn't take him long to get ready. One pitch, a ground ball up the middle. That's going to squeak through for a base hit. Consuegra will gather the ball. He's coming home with it. The throw is cut off by Bercierta. And I don't think Rivera liked that as Zubia slides in safely with no throw. It would have been close. Consuegra's not happy either. That Bercierta cut that ball off. I don't think there was any harm in letting that go through to the plate if you're Bercierta. And the runners weren't going to take the extra base if it had made it all the way home. Zubia may be safe. We'll never know. It's a run-scoring single for Caballero to make it 4-0. Khalil Watson back up. He's 0-2. And he takes the ball inside. Can't recount many innings like this against the Mets. Six batters up. Five have made it on. Only out in the inning, Rodriguez strikeout. A fly ball out of play to the left. Watson has grounded out and flown out. Mets could use a ground ball, though Watson can really fly. Tough to turn two on him. He pops one up left side. A lot of foul ground. That might give Lugo a puncher's chance. Circling around underneath, and he can't catch it. Way down there in the Jupiter bullpen. That's a long run. Tough play trying to make that awkward over-the-shoulder basket catch. Can't come up with it. A reprieve for Watson. Makes it 2-2. Swing and a miss on the back foot slider. Watson strikes out. Second out of the inning. Looking down in the Mets dugout to see if Robbie Robinson will come out and make the move. Oftentimes, manager will let a pitcher who's struggling get an out just to get him out on a positive note when he's struggling, but Robbie's going to let Hamill try to finish this inning facing Salas, who was 1-for-2 with the double. First pitch, that same pitch, and he struck out Watson on, but this time Salas won't go after it. Tapper back out towards Hamill, drops it, picks it up, throws between his legs to first, safe. A little harmless tapper off to the side of the mound. Hamill can't get it cleanly, sticks with it, tries the underhand toss between his legs to first, not in time to bear Sierta. Salas legs it out. That'll load the bases. Looks like it's going to be an infield hit. And now Lewis, ninth man of the inning to bat. And this pitch is in the dirt, blocked by Rivera. Not an easy comebacker for Hamill to get, but pitchers will tell you, got to glove that clean and finish the inning. Three runs have crossed. This pitch is outside. You have to figure this is the last batter for Hamill one way or the other. If he gets Lewis, that's probably it. Maybe comes out for another inning. And if he doesn't get him, plug's going to be pulled. Here's the pitch, a changeup. Good one. For a strike. 2-1. Lewis reached on an error in the first, lined out sharply in the third. Swings and misses at this pitch in the dirt. And groans from the crowd. And a couple of those swings this inning for the Hammerheads. Hamill, the 2-2, same pitch taken for a ball. Now full count, runners on the move. Long inning for Hamill, can he finish it off? Facing his ninth hitter. 3-2, ground ball right to Tillian. Picks it up, throws to first, inning over. Tillian playing just by the second base bag, makes the play. 9 come to the plate, 3 score, helped out by 2 hit batters and a walk. Could have been better, could have been worse. Jupiter will end the fourth with a 4-0 lead. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dog.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
7-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kiss the kid. kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Mets have some work to do. Held scoreless to two hits so far against Luis Palacios. Palacios now this year against the Mets, 10 innings, one run allowed. Pretty good against the top-ranked offense in the Florida State League. The Mets first in a lot of categories, slugging, hits, average, second in OPS. They'd be better in OPS if they were better in on-base percentage, but the Mets don't take a lot of walks, and that dings them in the on-base category. Fort Myers and most of these offensive categories neck and neck with Fort Myers. The Mets and Fort Myers don't play until the last week of the regular season. It's at Fort Myers. Both teams, barring collapses, should go on to win their first halves, so they can match up again. Potential championship series, basically a week after the regular season finale. But that is a long way off. We're talking mid-September. Ball outside. It's 3-2 on Guerrero, and he swings and misses that high fastball and strikes out. Fourth strikeout for Palacios. William Lugo will bat. The Mets trailing 4-0. Jupiter a run in the first on an error, then three in the fourth. Two-run single by Zubia, RBI single by Caballero. As this pitch goes low for ball one. Another medical update from the New York Mets. Sounds like, as this ball's grounded foul at the third, sounds like Starling Marte is doing better. And he says he does not expect to go on the injured list. Well then, it's a bit of good news there. There's a ball foul. Soft tissue injury is a little trickier to diagnose there with the quad. All the starting and stopping as an outfielder and hitter. Stress that. Here's a ground ball out to short. Doesn't take a good bounce for Salas, or Watson rather, off the end of his glove. And Lugo will reach safely. Looked like he picked his head up and took his eyes off the ball. E6, it was posted on the video board. Now, not a difficult play, a routine. Watson just picked his glove up too fast. So Lugo reaches, one-on-one out for Consuegra, flew out to center in the third. And he will pop one foul back this way. Look out, Silver Sluggers. And one of the stadium security workers comes up with it. And he finds a kid. There you go. Give the ball to the kid. Consuegra unloads to one deep left field. Will stay in the ballpark. A high-reaching catch made by Caballero just short of the warning track for the out. That cheer you hear was unrelated to gameplay. It's the kid catching the foul ball. And here I was giving the Silver Sluggers credit for paying attention to the game earlier. More concerned with the kid getting the foul ball in the stands than actually a nice play made in the field. Here's a ground ball foul by Rivera. Well, fly ball hit by Consuegra, probably the best struck ball tonight by the Mets. This is a difficult ballpark to hit home runs in. Does not always carry here. Ground ball to the third baseman, Salas, goes to Lewis at second, the short route. A fielder's choice for Rivera, Lugo out on second. Another good inning for Luis Palacios. He's held the Mets to two hits and five shutout innings. At the halfway point, it's all Jupiter, 4-0.
Biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound for the Mets as we start the bottom of the fifth, Josh Cornele. So you give Hamill credit for getting out of his own mess, finishing that inning. It's not very often I can think of a pitcher being allowed to face nine batters in an inning. Hamill did so, got the three outs, but gave up three runs. Get to his line in a moment as Cornele delivers a first pitch curveball high to Brady Allen, who started the last inning by getting hit by a pitch. Swings and misses at a fastball. Brady Allen does, it's 1-1. Hamill, four innings, five hits, four runs, two walks, three strikeouts. 81 pitches, 46 strikes. Ground ball deep at third. Lugo, strong throw, gets the out. Reminds me of something Tim Tuffle said on our broadcast a week ago when he joined us, the Mets infield coordinator, about those infielders backing up on ground balls like Lugo just did. When the infielders back up like that, the topspin can get on them quickly, misplay a ball, but because it's so damp here, I think Lugo is able to handle that one. I think at Clover Park, the infield is much harder. They don't water it as much, so a backup like that, could have ate him alive. There's a ball low to Osiris Johnson. It's 2-0. Hamill threw 81 pitches, 46 strikes. So again, not a overwhelming night in the strike zone. Paid the price with those walks and hit batters as this ball is inside. So this is just not a friendly place for Hamill. Four of his 10 starts here and three of the worst starts he's had this season have been here. Pop up to Lugo. He makes the catch. Ball did not have much air on it. Johnson is out. Two up, two down. In the bottom of the fifth. Josh Cornele, this is relief appearance number 12. It's 2-2. Does have one save. 5.52 ERA. Well, it feels like he's pitched better than that. As a reliever, you have one or two bad outings that can spoil your ERA. This pitch is a strike. And that inning in Tampa a couple weeks ago where he gave up a couple of home runs, three runs in an inning. Here's a ground ball. The first smothering stop by Bear Sierta trickles out to Guerrera, throws to Cornelli covering, and that's the third out. Nifty play. Bear Sierta dives for it, gets just underneath him. Cornelli does a nice job still running to cover first. That's not an average 3-4-1 putout. That's what it'll go down in the books as. A 1-2-3 inning for the first time tonight. Go to the sixth, still 4-0 Hammerheads.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Luis Palacios has really had an impressive night, shutting down a prolific offense, and he throws a strike to Wold. Wold grounded out his only time up. Takes this pitch down and away. Palacios entered the inning at just 59 pitches through 5 shutout. Blows this fastball by Wold. A lefty at that high three-quarter arm slot. Again, mowed the Mets down for 6 innings. 1-run ball on April 19th. So he's now up to, what, 1 run in 11 innings against the Mets this year. There's a pitch outside. Pitch low and away. It's a full count. The Mets could use another good start to an inning. They've gotten 2 leadoff hits today. It's just tough to string anything together against Palacios. 3-2 pitch. Wolf will lay off and takes ball 4. That's the best plate appearance of the night. Lefty-lefty matchup. Wolf falls behind 1-2, then takes 3 in a row off the plate.
Shortstop, 18, junior,
back to the top, and Tillian, who has one of the Mets' 2 hits this evening. Single in the 4th. Slider in the top of the zone for a strike. Pitch outside. Fastball driven deep left field. Moving back, reaching up and over the head of Caballero. Wold flying around second. He's going to third. He's trying to score, and he will without a throw. Mets are on the board. RBI double by Junior Tilling, a rocket shot over Caballero to the wall in deep left center. Wold, great read, knew it was a hit all the way. Never slowed down, scores standing up. Mets are now trailing 4-1. And with Tilling at second and nobody out, a chance for more. Leave it to Junior Tilian. That's his fifth double to go along with six home runs and only 67 at-bats. Now Dominguez unloads to left. Bye-bye baseball. Carlos Dominguez flying around the bases with his 12th home run of the year, tying the league lead. And it's a one-run game. Carlos Dominguez, after admiring a ball yesterday that was caught in the warning track, wasting no time rounding the bases tonight, despite knowing for sure this time it was gone. And that vaunted Mets offense held silence through five innings has erupted here in the sixth as De Los Santos swings and misses at a pitch. Well, it's a 4-3 game. De Los Santos hits one hard, but on the ground. De Los Santos now four of his 12 home runs here in this ballpark, which, again, not friendly over the years to home run hitters. De Los Santos pops one up right side. And the second baseman, Lewis, backpedaling and makes the catch. That'll be the first out of the sixth. Let's see. Home run for Dominguez. Exit velocity 112 miles per hour. 25-degree launch angle. And hit at 379 feet. It was out in 3.8 seconds. Came on an 88-mile-per-hour changeup. That was belt high. Garcierta fouls the pitch off. Takes one low and away. This is a line drive deep center field by Garcierta, getting turned around, making a spectacular over-the-shoulder catch is Osiris Johnson. What a play by Johnson. Not only was that over-the-shoulder, but he had his glove hand extended as far as he could. Garcierta robbed of an extra base hit. He would have been on second as the tying run. And Guerrero at the plate. Tough out, but another well-struck ball by the Mets this inning. Guerrero flies one into left field. Gets underneath it. Circling underneath is Caballero. He makes the catch. So after Dominguez hits the two-run homer to bring the Mets within one, Palacios gets the next three in order, but not without some further excitement. Mets have closed the gap, now trailing 4-3 in the middle of the sixth.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo, the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heartbeat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Zach Zubia leads it off for the Mets against Joshua Cornelli. Cornelli, a 1-2-3 fifth inning. First time the Mets retired the side in order tonight. Zubia a walk and a two-run single. Pitches a called strike on the corner. Mets won yesterday's opener 9-6. This curveball is at the knees for strike two. Mets have an 8.5-game division lead over Jupiter. 14 to go, including tonight. The magic number is 6. The Mets, with 4 wins in this series, can win the East Division. So in theory, Mets could close it out as soon as Friday evening. Or afternoon, rather, since Friday's a noon game. Down 4-0 early today. Not looking good, but now it's really a toss-up. This pitch is outside. Mets have seized momentum. Fastball for a called third strike on the outside corner. Sit down, Zach Zubia. Realistically, I mean, Jupiter needed to sweep the series or at least go 5-1 against the Mets just to get within shouting distance once this series is over. But even so, remember, the Mets are going home after this, where they've won 10 straight and 20 of 23. So Jupiter would further need the Mets to collapse as this pitch is a curveball. But no question, the Mets in the driver's seat in this division race as it winds down. Backdoor slider for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Prater. He was hit into a double play and has been plunked. And slider in the dirt. Lope. Fastball fouled away off the end of the bat. Fastball hit into right center on the move is Consueger. He will catch up to it. Route number two, Prater retired. Five up, five down for Cornelli. The Mets bullpen has really been the star of this series. Now the offense scored 9 runs yesterday, but final three relievers combining for 6 1/3 innings with just 1 solo home run. That's what finished out the game. There's a backdoor breaking ball. Backdoor's too far. Ball went inside on Caballero. He's got 2 singles today. Home run yesterday. Fouls this one back. So he's done a nice job. 9 spot in the series. He's 4-for-6. With the 7 total bases. Lines another one out of play. One, two in the dirt. New baseballs for the umpire. A lot of dirt balls today. Fastball lined up the middle for a base hit. Caballero just keeps on hitting. His fifth hit of the series. He's 3-for-3 tonight. Thus ends the streak of five straight batters retired for Cornelli to start his night. Two-out single keeps the inning going for Khalil Watson. Hammerheads lead 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Watson takes this pitch in the dirt, blocked by Rivera, but it bounces away from him. Rather, he falls away from the ball. A wild pitch as Caballero goes up to second. That ball bounced in the dirt, bounced up and hit Jose in the chest protector. He kind of fell off to the right. Ball just dropped down in front of home plate. Caballero, sensing catcher's momentum going away from the ball, took off. It was a swing and a miss. So a chance for a two-out hit that would put Jupiter back up by a couple of runs. Pitch down and in. Two balls and a strike. And a big cut and a miss. Two-two. Cornelius' pitch swung on and missed the changeup. Strikes out Watson. Bears got to throw down to first. He does. Inning over. Two good innings turned in by Cornelli. Just one hit. That was his second strikeout. Mets will go to the seventh, trailing by a run. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on a Wednesday night from Jupiter, Florida.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto al Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto al Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yeah, that's me up here in the booth as a hard ground ball goes right to the third baseman, Salas, from the bat of Lugo, the other third baseman in the game. And William is retired on the first pitch from Luis Palacios. So Palacios was cruising, then in a three-batter span gave up a walk, a double, and a two-run homer. All of a sudden, his 4-0 lead was sliced to one. But since then, he has retired four straight, facing Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra, fly ball, deep left, bye-bye baseball. Tie game. Long gone, the fourth of the year for Stanley, and it's 4-4. Way out to left. What was that about, four in a row being retired? Not anymore. Mets have stormed all the way back in the last two innings. Swager, the previous two at-bats at long flyouts, looked like he had a good swing tonight, and it pays off in the third try. The Mets doing their thing, Powerball, as this ball is fouled off to the right by Rivera. He came into the night with 55 home runs on the season, most in the league, now at 57 here in their 52nd game. There's a ball low again. They are on pace to break the single-season record for the Mets. Keep in mind that it's a 132-game season this year, now 131 with a canceled game. The old record was through 140 games. The Mets have less time to do it. There's a ground ball to third, picked up by Caballero again, throws to first. Rather, it's Salas, and that gets Rivera for the out. Of 5-3 putouts. And now Wold will come up for the third time. He's the one that drew the walk, started that rally last inning. Okay, let's stat cast it up for Stanley Consuegra. His home run came on a 79-mile-per-hour slider, about thigh high over the middle. Exit velocity of 111 degrees. 374 feet, 24-degree launch angle. Fly into right center, flagged down by Osiris Johnson, and that retires Wold. Inning over, but Consuegra ties things up here in Jupiter. It's stretch time at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, 4-4.
Those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB tonight, every night, you're missing something. And highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts. MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight, every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
What a position Josh Cornelli finds himself in. Pitching his third inning of relief. Entered the game down 4-0. Now it's 4-4. Salas will attempt a bunt. Doesn't pull it back in time. That is a swinging strike. So with the Mets season momentum, Salas trying for something different. He's 2-for-3 tonight. That damage done against Hamill, who's now off the hook. Meanwhile, Palacios up 4-0, five shutout innings, won't be getting a win. Jupiter will go to the bullpen in the seventh. There's a pitch low. Another pitch low, and it's 3-1. Tapper out to the mound. Good turn of direction by Cornelli. Bad throw to first, but caught by Bear Stierton. He lands back on the bag for the out. Yeah, Cornelius falling off the left side of the mound to contort his body back over the middle to snag that comebacker. An awkward, bad throw to first, but had plenty of time. So Salas out 1-3, and Ian Lewis is due to hit. He's 0-for-3, reaching on an error. There's a pitch outside. And nobody warming in the bullpen either. The Mets. This is Cornelius inning as he throws one low. 2-0. Fastball grounded through for a base hit to left field. Splitting Lugo and Tillian. One out single for Lewis. His first hit of the night. Brady Allen will come up. 0-for-2, getting plunked and scoring back in the fourth inning. Allen takes this slide piece for a strike. Spin and throw to first. Runner is safe as Lewis dives back in. Cornelius pitch home, slider away. Well, it's 4-4 here. What about elsewhere in the Florida State League tonight? Told you earlier about the doubleheader between Palm Beach and Tampa at Steinbrenner Field. Tampa won game one 13-3. Palm Beach has turned it around, winning 4-0. Bottom of the fifth of game two. Fastball for a strike on the corner. And baseball continues to be very strange. Tampa 13 runs in the first game, being shut out in the second. Scored all their runs apparently in game one. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Strike three, sit down Brady Allen. Two down in the inning. Third strikeout for Cornelius. Lakeland's pounding Dunedin 10-3 in Dunedin in the bottom of the fifth. The Flying Tigers enjoying hitting in that bandbox, TD Ballpark. Clearwater Bradenton tied at 2 in the middle of the eighth. Good game there. No score between Fort Myers and Daytona in the bottom of the fourth. Daytona Beach. We've got a lot of good games around the league tonight. And a couple blowouts. First pitch to Johnson is a strike. Osiris 0-for-2. The walk and a run. Breaking ball fouled away. And it's nothing in two. Cornelli trying to finish off the inning. Fastball outside, throw down to second to catch the runner, Lewis, and he's out. Jose Rivera throws a dart to Guerrero, gets the tag down. Lewis caught stealing to end the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Three shutout innings pitched by Cornelli. Meanwhile, the Mets have scored four runs to tie it up. We're going to the eighth, all square in Jupiter.
Play all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit StLucieMets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
25-year-old Patrick Murphy, there's a good Irish name for you, is on the mound in the eighth inning for Jupiter. Palacios, seven innings. That's the longest a pitcher has gone against the Mets this season. Five hits, four runs, a walk, four strikeouts, 85 pitches, 58 strikes, giving up the two-run homer to Dominguez, the RBI homer with a tying home run to Consuegra. Now Murphy, signed by the Marlins as a minor league free agent in May this season.
He'll
take over. Hasn't given up a run in four games, four innings, a hit, two walks, five strikeouts. Another lefty. As Tillian leads off and fouls one straight off the mask of Prater. We're getting down to it here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Game not even 2 hours old yet. In the eighth, tied at four. As Tillian takes a ball outside. Junior today, two for three. Heating up, a single in the fourth, a RBI double in the sixth. Got the Mets on the board. He fouls one away. So the OPS lineup coming to life. The top down, the top hitters in the OPS category batting for the Mets today. And here's a hot shot through the middle of the infield for a base hit. Junior Tillian, three for four, with three straight hits. Continues to rake. The Mets have the go-ahead run on in the top of the eighth for Dominguez, who homered his last time up, his 12th of the season, tying for the league lead. Rainer Nunez of Dunedin takes the ball outside. Scoreboard says that Carlos has two home runs. Made up two home runs by the end of the night. It's not shortchanged the man. He takes this one low. Murphy looked first, big lead. Ground ball, hugs the line, but turns foul. Bounding into the Jupiter bullpen. Ball foul, this one into the Jupiter dugout on the third base side. Mets in the first base dugout, which belongs to the Cardinals. When they play the Hammerheads, the Mets, when they come down here in 2 weeks, play the Cardinals, we'll go to the Jupiter dugout on the third base side. Back and forth we go. Ground ball up the middle, could be two. The pitch from the shortstop to second for one. The throw to first, not in time, and the ball falls out of the mitt of Zubia. Boy, nearly spectacular. Double play, Watson to Lewis. Lewis catching and throwing basically in one motion from second. It can't get Dominguez. No double play, a fielder's choice.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Short to second. Tillian off the bases, Dominguez at first. One out. De Los Santos the batter. He's been held in check tonight, 0 for 3. He takes a wild swing and a miss. This pitch low, 2-0. He takes a look at first pitch home, broken bat, foul, caught in foul territory in the first base coach's box by Zubia. Used his entire reach to snag that one. Zubia, 6'4", if he's 6'3", he doesn't catch it. Broken bat, line out, foul territory with the second out and a promising start to this inning with the single by Tillian. Going by the wayside as Bear Sierta hits. With Dominguez on first, and he takes the ball low. So tough night for De Los Santos, 0 for 4. He entered the day 6th in the league in batting, averaged 7th in home runs, 8th in RBI, 4th in slugging, 5th in OPS, 4th in hits, 9th in doubles, tied 3rd in triples, 1st in extra base hits, 2nd in total bases, 1st in runs, and 2nd in stolen bases. Does not add to any of those categories tonight. Bear Sierta, 1 for 3, was robbed of that extra base hit in the 6th inning. Great reaching catch by center fielder Johnson. Takes this one inside, and it's 2-0. Mets and Hammerheads tied at 4. Two outs, and they go ahead and run on first base in the top of the 8th. Fastball right down the pipe, taking 4 strike, make it 3-1. I had no interest in that pitch. Murphy's 3-1 inside for ball 4. Two out walk will push the go ahead run into scoring position for Justin Guerrero, who has been on a good run recently but has been held hitless tonight, 0-4-3. With Dominguez on second, he's got good speed. Hit to the outfield, could score a go-ahead run. You look back to second, the pitch home. Ground ball hit hot right to Lewis at second. He'll flip from a knee to second base for the out as Watson covers. Guerrero, fielder's choice out. Bear Sierta forced out on second. And the inning is over. The Mets strand 2. Go to the home 8th. Still tied 4-4 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, risk it.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Dubs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Dylan Hall, the new pitcher for the Mets. Hall's pitched in 13 games this season, but it feels like we haven't seen him forever. He hasn't pitched in a week. Last Wednesday against Daytona, a scoreless inning. Now, he might have been one of the casualties of the rainouts. And the Mets didn't play Friday, Saturday, had the doubleheader Sunday, when the starters had to get their work, plus Monday off day. So Hall, for the first time in a week, pitching. He last threw just a single inning last Wednesday against Daytona. Hope he's rested, not rusted, as he throws a ball to Osiris Johnson back up after Lewis was caught stealing to end the last inning. And Johnson fouls it away. What a job pitched by Josh Cornelli. No, he's not going to go to win tonight, but the Mets do win this game. He would be a huge part of it. Three shutdown innings. Two hits, no runs, no walks, three punch-outs. All throws a curveball outside. Again, Josh came in with a 4-0 Jupiter lead. Held the hammer hit scoreless while the Mets tied the game. Fastball for a strike at the knees, and we'll even it up 2-2. Hall's had a good season. He's 1-0. He's 2-for-2 in save chances. He's got a 2.12 ERA. Five of his last seven relief outings have been scoreless. Here's a pitch that swung on and missed or fouled off. What do we have here? Hall picks it up in foul territory, throws to first, and that is an out. Or is it not? Well, Osiris Johnson swung at it. It hit something. I think it hit the umpire. I think that ball was swung on and missed. Rivera didn't catch it. Hit off the umpire's shoulder pad. Hall picked it up in the first baseline. That's where it deflected. And he threw to first. Osiris Johnson just kind of stood off to the side towards the third base dugout. Didn't bother running to first. The umpire never signaled anything. Nelson Fraley. But it is a strikeout. Strange. I guess Osiris Johnson knew it the whole time. There's a swing and a miss from Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0-for-3. And that awkward ground out where it deflected off Bear Sierta, went out to second, and Guerrero, who threw to Cornelius covering. 3-4-1. Another swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. And a ground ball knocked away by Lugo. Down to one knee, playing it to his left on the short bounce, hits the heel of his glove and over his head. Looking at an E5 here potentially. As Rodriguez makes it. Now that froze Lugo. Instead of jumping quickly to his left, maybe thought he could catch it on the fly. Instead it short hopped him and away. It is an error, E5. That second error of the night. Jupiter is 3. As this pitch goes low to Zubia. So go ahead and run on first with one out. Zubia today. A 2-run single, walk, and a strikeout. Paul's pitch is inside. 2-0. Jupiter to 4-0 lead after the fourth inning. Mets scored 4 in the sixth and seventh. Pickoff throw. Safe. Game has just turned 2 hours old. We're 1-on-1 out in the bottom of the eighth. Hall's pitch missed inside for 3-0. And a fastball inside again. Ball four. And Rivera seems perplexed. Is there a glitch in the matrix? ABS says no. In those last two pitches. So an error and a walk late in a tie game. It's a bad combination for the Mets. Sam Prater will hit, looking to give Jupiter a lead ahead of the ninth inning. First pitch, floats it into shallow right field. Guerrero running back, waves at it, can't make the catch. Picks it up and runs it back to the infield. A bloop single as Prater bleeds it over Guerrero's head. Runner on second, Rodriguez had to hold up to see if Justin could catch it and advances to third. Three consecutive batters, error, walk, bloop hit. Up by 1,000 cuts here for the Mets. And now they have to deal with Caballero. All he's done is gotten five hits in the series and is 3-for-3 tonight. Hard to keep it a tie game with him at the plate as Hall throws a dirt ball outside. And when Rodriguez hit that ground ball to Lugo, it looked like it was going to be two up, two down, but the error has opened the door. Walk not helpful. Can live with the bloop hit as this pitch hits the outside corner for a strike. Hammerhead's looking to take the lead on anything. Hall wants a strikeout, a pop out, a ground ball double play. Curveball low. 2-1. And they certainly cannot walk Caballero, forcing the go-ahead run. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner for all those strikes that weren't called on Zubia. That one goes the Mets' way. Had to have it, couldn't fall behind 3-1. 2-2. Paul's pitch, deflected fast curveball. Caballero trying to protect the plate, maybe protecting too much. Ball was about a foot off. Another 2-2. Fastball high. Not by much, full count. Nowhere to put Caballero with the bases loaded. Tie game, eighth inning. A huge pitch coming. Pitch of the night. Hall delivers. Breaking ball popped up right side. Foul ground. Bercierta searching for it. Makes the catch on the line. Jogs back towards the infield. Hall breaks off the good curveball. And Caballero can only pop it up. Can't get the go-ahead run in. Mets can't exhale yet, but that is a huge out on a big pitch. Was certainly a strike. Now, after that important out, Victor Ramos, Mets pitching coach, jogs out to the mound to give Hall a much-needed breather. Again, the inning goes strikeout, error. Well, instead of two up, two down, one out, one on, walk, bloop hit. The runner's having to hold to see if it would fall. And then the pop out to keep the bases loaded for the second out of the inning. Now it's going to be Khalil Watson. The leadoff man who's had a tough night, 0 for 4. Struck out his last two times. 16th overall pick by the Marlins last summer. Had a good series against the Mets the third week of the season, but has slowed down since. First pitch to him, like a changeup for a strike. Right over. Hall's pitch, fouled off, curveball. Watson hit it right off his shin guard, and it's 0-2. Hall into the delivery, fastball down and in. Rodriguez on third base, darting down the line. He's hoping for a wild pitch. Of course, that's always in play here at this level. A 1-2, fouled away. Only one of those sinking fastballs. About to throw his 25th pitch of the inning. Fastball, blow it by him. How about that cheering from the Mets dugout and behind the bench? Fans standing and cheering as Hall blows Watson away with the high heater. He foul tipped it. Dylan Hall, bases loaded, one out, tie game, eighth inning, gets through it. We'll stay tied 4-4. Going to the ninth.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Baldock of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to the...
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It will be Lugo, Consuegra, and Rivera. 6-7-8 in the order for the Mets against Patrick Murphy. We're in the ninth, tied at 4. Good game here between the Mets and the Hammerheads. First pitch swinging, Lugo takes a strike. Lugo 0-3 tonight, reaching once on an error. Ground out and a strikeout. Murphy throws one that's fouled off right at home plate. Murphy worked around a single and a walk last inning. Keep the game tied. O-2. Lugo takes this pitch in the dirt. Mets trying to reel off an eighth straight win, would match their season high. There's a fastball taken for a called third strike, and Lugo knew it immediately. One down in the top of the ninth, and Consuegra. One of the reasons this game is tied is at the plate. Homered his last time up to make it 4-4. is his fourth home run of the season, Mets second of the night. It was a swing and a miss. Hit a hanging slider from Palacios. Foul tips this fastball. And it's 0-2. Murphy's pitch swung on and missed. With the changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the top of the ninth. And that will bring up Rivera, who's 0-3. Tonight, 0-7 in the series, so due for a hit. First pitch, a ball up. And then a ball low, 1-1. Nobody throwing in the Mets bullpen currently. Levi David was last inning as Hall struggled through that 25-pitch inning. Not all of his own doing, though. Curious to see who the Mets will throw out in the ninth. This ball fouled back. That one right off the roof. It's 1-2. Fastball away, makes it 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy set, that pitch, a called strike. Well, I had the count wrong, it was 3-1, not 2-2. Now it's a full count. Breaking ball outside. Rivera draws a walk. And the top of the ninth will continue for Wold. We'll have a lefty-lefty matchup. For Wold, he's only faced lefties tonight. 0-2. Does have a walk and a run. So better than most tonight, considering the lefty-lefty matchup. He takes a strike on the outside corner. So what this also does, if the Mets get to the 10th inning, whoever makes the last out will be the free runner. Now Rivera, the catcher, takes the walk, so he's not the last out. So that's, you think that's helpful. Mets won't have a catcher potentially on second base in the 10th inning. Wold flies one into left field, falling fast. Caballero running in, stops. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. Good work by Murphy in his 2 scoreless innings, strands 3 to keep the game tied at 4. Go to the bottom of the ninth. Jupiter will look to win it. The Mets will try to force a 10th inning.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
On half of the ninth inning for the Hammerheads, the third baseman, number 12, Jose Salas.
It is going to be Dylan Hall on the mound for the Mets in the ninth. 4-4 game. Dylan, a great job to get through that bases-loaded one-out situation. Otherwise, this game would already be over after the Mets batted in the top of the ninth. Salas, Lewis, and Allen, the 2-3 and 4 hitters, so it won't get any easier for Hall. He throws the first pitch for a ball to Salas. Second pitch, a ball outside. Salas 2-for-4 today, and now when it's a 2-0 count. Pop up, left side. Lugo trying to make way. Another opportunity in the bullpen. He makes this catch. Good job. Overran it a bit, but was able to reach out and make the grab about hip high. Not easy in foul territory. One out in the bottom of the ninth. Mets have been to extra innings 3 times this year. They are 3-0. They have not been walked off in the bottom of the ninth this season. There's a big swing and a miss from Lewis trying to end the game on one swing. And that's 15 and 13 on the road of the 13 road losses. And none suffered on a walk-off. So a good track record for the Mets this year in these late game situations. One pitch is low, 2 balls and a strike. Mets with the win tonight would get to an impressive 20 games over 500. Ground ball, second base, takes a terrible bounce. Sticking with it as Guerrero makes the throw and gets the out. Boy, Justin Guerrero had to save his face and his neck. Ball bounced up high. He left his feet basically in shock as it rose up on him. Never lost the handle. Lewis retired on the non-routine grounder. And Hall having a much easier time this inning than last inning. 2-up, 2-down, Brady Allen at the plate, and he will take the curveball outside. Allen 0-for-3 tonight, hit by a pitch. He lines one into left field here. Soft base hit. Dominguez quickly to get it. A 2-out single in the bottom of the ninth will keep the inning alive for Osiris Johnson. He's 0-for-3. He was the first batter Hall faced. Dylan struck him out last inning. Well, Johnson takes huge uppercut swings. Does not get cheated. He's not a huge threat, however. He's got 3 home runs on the season. And he looks this one in the dirt for ball one. And Johnson just a 187 hitter through 39 games. Only 6 extra base hits. Hall's pitch is pop foul. Heading back, this will be a roof ball. Right off. And down it goes into the stands. Most of the Silver Sluggers have cleared out. I guess a 4-4 game didn't entice them to stick around. Well, it's dark and they got to drive. There's a curveball low, and it's 2-1. And look, if you got to drive around these parts, I mean, you're taking your life in your hands. Wild down here in South Florida. Two balls and a strike. Hall's pitch, violent swing and a miss. on a fastball. As hard of a swing as that was, it wasn't the big uppercut. Hall. 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. Backhanded attempt by Guerrero. It's by him into center field. Thought Justin might have an outside shot smothering that. I'm not sure if he would have had a base to throw to. So a two-out single for Johnson. Following the two-out hit by Allen. And now Christian Rodriguez will have a chance to win the game with the hit. Allen stopped at second base. And Mets pitching coach Victor Ramos with another trip to the mound. And this is the reverse of the last inning, when Hall got into early trouble and then got out of it late. This inning starts off easy, two up, two down, and now is having late trouble with the back-to-back singles. And no help in the bullpen coming. Again, what's on the line? Mets' seven-game winning streak. Trying to get one game closer to a division title. Trying to force extra innings. Jupiter trying to get a walk-off win. Now visit over. Hall ready for the first pitch to Rodriguez, and it's in the dirt. Blocked by Jose for ball one. Hall. A look back to Allen at second. Pitch home. Ball two. Up and away. Pitch home, low for ball three. One ball away from loading the bases. Zach Zuby is on deck. Seen time and time again this year. Hitters swinging away, 3-0. Ball's pitch, Rodriguez will let it pass outside ball four. Well, Ramos came out for that mound visit. And then a four-pitch walk ensued. So here we go. Bases loaded, second straight inning. Jupiter last inning needed a run to take the lead. Now they need a run just to win. And it's up to Zubia, and he's been a tough out today. Two walks and a two-run single. Hall ready with the first pitch. Throws it high, ball one. He's missed five straight times now. And he seems perturbed on the mound, snatching that ball back, kicking the dirt in the landing zone. Fastball, low for ball two. Six in a row have missed. And again, Zubia with his good eye tonight. He's going to make sure it's in the zone before he takes his shot. Fastball laid right in for a strike. Two-one. Foul ball straight back to the net. Scaring a couple of people in the front row. Hall has fought back from six straight balls to two straight strikes. He's throwing 47 pitches now in one and two-thirds innings. And time is called. That's a quick time. Hall back coming set. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three, sit down. Zach Zubia chased the high heat. Hall, for the second inning in a row, strands the bases loaded to keep the game tied. And we are headed for free baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 4-4, 10th inning next on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
All right, the Mets 3-0 in extra innings. This year trying to make it 4-0. They're also 1-0 in extra innings here. They won an 11-inning game against the Palm Beach Cardinals back in early May. Junior Tilliant will bat. Mets have a pinch runner on second base, Albert Suarez. Thought that might happen. So Wold, who was the last out of the ninth, will be subbed out, and Suarez will be subbed in. Tillian will bat. New pitcher, Jake Schrand, a righty for the first time tonight. First pitch, and Junior fouls it back. Tillian, big game. He's 3-for-4. RBI double in the sixth. Got the Mets on the board. He would score on Dominguez's following home run. Schrand's pitch, swung on and missed in the other batter's box. Tillian has not gotten a good look at that. Schrand pitched on opening night for Jupiter and did not pitch again until May 3rd. The Mets missed him first time around. This is his 11th relief appearance, 1-1 with a 3.38 ERA. It's 0-2 on Tillian, and Tillian lays off that same pitch. Big curveball. So important for the visiting team to get that run across. Really, as the visiting team, you almost have to play for 2 runs. I'm figuring the home team is going to get that run in from second base. This pitch up and in, high heat. Two-two, curveball grounded deep to third, but foul. Salas plays it foul side of the line. Dominguez to follow, and then De Los Santos. Fastball blew it by him. Cillian can't catch up to the heat. Strikes out. For all the fancy-schmancy new scoreboard that Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium has here, they do not display speed of pitch. It went pretty fast. And of course, the box score doesn't update quick enough, but fastball earlier in the inning was at 93. Now here's Dominguez, and he takes a called strike. Dominguez 1-for-4 at the 2-run homer. Fastball away. fastball that Tillian was laid on was at 95, so Strand reached back for a little more. Suarez, his leadoff second's pretty big. Second baseman Lewis playing close to the bag, trying to keep him close. Curveball swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. Dominguez asks for time, and it's granted. Fastball, fouled straight back. The Mets bullpen, Nate Jones warming up. He will handle the bottom of the 10th. Mets try to give him the lead, and if not, he's going to have a lot of hard work ahead of him to keep the game going. Dominguez waits on the pitch, and he cannot check his swing on the pitch in the dirt, or does he? Oh, he does. Wow. Jupiter bench not happy with that. Pitch was low. Looked like Dominguez came close to going around. Angel Espada being very vocal. He said that both of you guys need to be better than that. He thought Nelson Fraley should have rung him up at home plate. Nelson did not. Garrett Griffin did not in the field either. 2-2. Dominguez foul tips this pitch and strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Schrand, so he's, I guess, a strikeout guy. And that's what they've needed here. He has 11 strikeouts and 13 innings coming in, so not really. And he's blown away two Mets hitters. Now De Los Santos, the Mets' best player for about a month, is at the dish. Having a bad night. He swings and misses at this pitch by 3 feet. Curveball nowhere close. Strike one. De Los Santos 0 for 4 tonight. Swings and misses at this curveball in the same spot. And these are not even close to the strike zone. And he's behind 0-2. Sometimes with the way he swings at pitches, wonder that he's as good as he is statistically. This pitch fouled back in the high heat. He really does have some confounding strikeouts and swings at pitches that are a mile from the strike zone. But he somehow crushes. Give him something to hit. There's no reason to give him anything to hit here. This pitch is just off the plate. Now that's a good take. Fastball inches out. 1-2. Game tied at 4. Free runner Suarez started on second, still out there at second. De Los Santos swings and misses at this pitch in the dirt. A throw down to first, complete, and the inning is over. Wow. Another pitch in the other batter's box that bounced 2 feet in front of home plate as well. De Los Santos swings and misses. So Strand strikes out the side in the top of the 10th. Jupiter set up with the winning run on second when we come back in the bottom half of the 10th.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Fort St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Sam Prater will lead it off for Jupiter. I wonder what the strategy is here for the Mets. Well, first base is open. Do you walk Prater and set up a double play ball? Or do you pitch to Prater? Prater has tonight, he's been all over the place. He's got a hit by a pitch. He's hit to a double play. He's flown out. Zuby is at second. He's the winning run. Mets maybe expecting a bunt. Ground ball, base hit, right side. De Los Santos coming up with it. He throws home. The runner holds at third base. Oh, a great piece of hitting by Prater, just slapping it to right field for a hit that moves the winning run to third. And Espada, the manager, not risking sending Zubia home and testing the arm of De Los Santos. So now the winning run at third base, nobody out. And the Mets are on the brink here as Caballero hits. The Mets going to pitch to him. It looks like they will. Infield is in. They don't care about a double play. It needs to be a run at the plate. Now Nate Jones set. Caballero, first pitch, he takes high. Caballero, three singles today and a pop out. Popped out with the bases loaded and one down. Couldn't get the go-ahead run home. Looking for another chance here. Fastball gets through the wickets of Rivera. Here comes Zuby to score. Jupiter wins. A walk-off wild pitch. 5-4 Hammerheads win in 10. And Zubia gets the Gatorade bath at the plate. He didn't do much except make the last out of the ninth inning. And he scores from third as that ball squirts through the legs of Rivera. The low pitch from Jones. And that's a tough way for the Mets to see their seven-game winning streak come to an end. Getting walked off for the first time this season. Their first extra innings loss. It's a great comeback by the Mets. Down 4-0, being mowed down by the pitcher Palacios. Now they score four off of him, including a Dominguez homer and a Consueger home run. But the Mets just couldn't finish it off in the end. Top of the 10th inning. I'll look back at that with some disappointment. With three strikeouts swinging at terrible pitches. And it was going to be a tough duty to stop the Hammerheads in the bottom of the ninth, bottom of the 10th. So with the loss, the Mets dropped to 35-17, missing out on a bid to get to 20 games over 500. Jupiter improves to 27-24. Hammerheads now 7.5 behind the Mets with 13 to play, so they still have a little light in the division race. The Mets have four more games here the rest of the series. If they can win three, they'll win the division. Jupiter is at least going to try to postpone that. Winning pitcher, Schrand, by striking out the side in the top of the 10th. Losing pitcher, Nate Jones, allowing the unearned run in the bottom of the 10th. We'll step aside here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, come back with the post-game show to wrap up Jupiter's 5-4 10-inning win.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. Change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I
kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald with you from atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth. Very exciting game tonight. Didn't really start out that way. The result, a 5-4 win for Jupiter. Jupiter now leads the season series 5-3 over the Mets, but the Mets still maintain that 7.5 division lead. Let's get to the scoring summary. It started in the first inning for Jupiter. Jose Salas doubled, and then he scored from second when Raul Bercierto was ruled to have missed a catch from Justin Guerrero at first base. 1-0 Jupiter. Jupiter scored 3 runs in the fourth inning against Mets starter Dom Hamill. It started with a hit by pitch of Brady Allen. Then Osiris Johnson walked, and then both runners were balked up a base. Zach Zuby hit a 2-run single to make it 3-0. Later in the inning, Jose Caballero would single home Zuby to make it 4-0. Give credit to Hamill. Faced all 9 batters in the inning. Got the third out, stranding the bases loaded. That kept the Mets within shouting distance. Down 4-0, and they were able to make headway in the 6th inning. Luis Palacios, 5 shutout innings, but then in the 6th inning, walked Wolds. Then gave up an RBI double to Tilling to make it 4-1. Then Carlos Dominguez socked a 2-run homer to make it 4-3. That was in a 3-batter span. Then Palacios got 4 in a row out before, boom, Stanley Consueger homers to left field in the 7th with 1 out to tie the game at 4. We stayed that way until the bottom of the 10th when Zuby, the free runner at 2nd, went to 3rd on a single by Prater. 2 pitches later, scored on a wild pitch to bring home the winning run. One could argue that Jupiter maybe should have scored a run in the 8th or 9th. They had the bases loaded both times, once with 1 out. Couldn't score either time. So the Mets did a nice job delaying the game. But in the end, it appeared Jupiter was headed for the W. Mets, after that home run by Consueger, never really threatened. I'm sure the Mets are going to be very disappointed by the way the top of the 10th inning turned out. You had the free runner on 2nd. You had your top 3 hitters at the plate, and they all struck out swinging. A lot of swings at pitches that were not close to the strike zone. The Mets had taken pitches they might have walked their way to a run. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score. Mets 4 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors. Jupiter 5 runs, 11 hits, and 3 errors. For the Mets, Tilling goes 3-for-5 from the top spot with a double. And he's now hitting .304 in the season. He was the only Met with the multiple hit game. Dominguez hit his 12th home run to tie for the league lead. Bercierto had a hit. Consueger hit his 4th home run of the season. For Jupiter, Salas went 2-for-5. Prater went 2-for-4, setting up the game-winning hit. Caballero went 3-for-4 from the 9 spot. Pitchers. Hamill, 4 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Roger Dean has turned out to be a little bit of a bugaboo for him. He has not pitched particularly well here. Cornelly gave the Mets a chance. 3 shutout innings with 2 walk, 2 hits, and 3 strikeouts. Hall gave the Mets a chance, too. 2 scoreless innings the hard way. 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Starting the bases loaded twice to lower his ERA to 1.89. Jones, the loss on an unearned run. He only threw 3 pitches in the 10th. Palacios, the starter for Jupiter, 7 innings. Longest outing for an opponent this year against the Mets. 5 hits, 4 runs, a walk, and 4 punchouts. Murphy, 2 scoreless innings to finish out regulation. The hit, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. And Schrand, striking out 3 in the 10th to put up a 0 and getting the win. He's 2-1. Ball game played in 2 hours and 37 minutes. It's 20 minutes shorter than last night and one longer inning. Attendance, 885 baseball-loving souls here at the Dean. Now we turn our attention to tomorrow. Game three of this series with the series tied 1-1. First pitch at 6:30. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6:20. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Roger Dean. The Jupiter Hammerheads 5, the St. Lucie Mets 4 in 10 innings. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. I hope all of you out there in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.